All right, let's get to some of these aha questions, slides questions. Will China provide Iran with intelligence and continue to sell them weapons?
Absolutely, yes.
Bahrain is buzzing with revolution talk. Is it likely that a full-scale uprising will occur? What would be the consequences?
That is a very important question. So historically, Bahrain had been between two-thirds and three-quarters Shia Muslim. The royal family is Sunni Muslim. When I was there during what
it's
is
like
now
a Kashmir
called,
situation.
Yeah, I was living there during what was then called the Intifada. It became now known as the First Intifada. And it was freaking hideous, let me tell you. So what the Bahraini royal family did in the intervening 30 years, I was living there 30 years ago, is they imported Syrians, gave them, Syrians are mostly Sunni Muslims, gave them Bahraini citizenship, and then started naturalizing Indian and Pakistani Muslims, Sunni Muslims. So now it's closer to 50-50. But even though it's closer to 50-50, the Sunnis still have money, the Shia are still poor, so there is always a threat of an uprising in Bahrain.
Now that the war has started, is there any way to end it with peace in the region and without an increase in terror attacks? Not the second one. What will the impact be if Congress does take Trump's war powers away? I don't think – it doesn't look, John, like that's going to happen, right? No. We're going to see a vote. But there's enough there's even though there's some conservatives who are, I think Thomas Massey, Rand Paul, people like that, who are going to vote for the war powers resolution. But there's also going to be the John Fettermans and other Democrats in name only who are going to cross the other way. So it'll probably look kind of like a normal vote in Congress that Democrats try to get through that fails.
Yeah, and if it's written as a resolution, a sense of the Congress resolution, it's not going to have any teeth or authority anyway. If it's done as a bill being passed into law, the president's going to veto it.
Let's see. Over the past year, several current Israeli former Israeli officials have pointed at Turkey as the next strategic threat to Israel. God, what a change, dude. They used to be buddies.
Yeah, they used to be close buddies, which is one of the reasons why the Greeks and the Palestinians were so close. You and I should explore this more deeply at some point. But let's say that the Israelis are successful in Iran. And the Iranian leadership is removed from power. There's no need to worry anymore about an Iranian nuclear program. But the Israelis are always looking to attack the next guy.
Yeah, well, that's the rest of this question from our anonymous questioner here. Does Turkey constitute a meaningful military, diplomatic, or economic threat to Israel, not only in terms of capabilities? I would say yes, in terms of capabilities, but also in terms of, oh, my God, it moved forward. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Oh, that's okay.
You get the idea.
Yeah. Diplomatically, yes. I do believe diplomatically the Israelis have their hands full with the Turks, but that's life. Maybe the Israelis should try to start getting along with people. Militarily, economically, no. No, the Turks aren't going to invade Israel.
No. Yeah, I don't think they – yeah. Have you seen that Israelis are going to advance troops into southern Lebanon? They already have.
They did.
Greater Israel coming true. Although they do that all the time, so it's hard to say whether this is –
all the time. There's this like 20-mile no man's land along the border. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Do we think Hezbollah's intervention was a smart move for them? I mean, it does feel a little bit like
nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. But remember, martyrdom is something to be aspired to.
Right. Is there a big fan of the content you produce?
Thank you.
I want to ask, is there a reason why the UAE and Dubai is being disproportionately targeted compared to other Emirates in the country, other Gulf countries, by the count of missiles intercepted? Other question is that reports are showing UAE and Qatar running out of THAAD Patriot missiles.
Yeah.
How do you think that will play out?
Yeah, so the reports from last night were that the UAE would be out of THAAD missiles in 7 days and the Qataris would be out of them in 4 days, and we can't resupply them quickly enough. So this is a problem. I think that the reason why the UAE has been so disproportionately targeted is that the UAE has been at the forefront of the attacks against the Houthis. And, you know, despite the fact that Dubai is home to thousands of Iranians and Iranian businesses, I think the Iranian government just wants to bloody the Emiratis' noses as best they can.
What do you make of Marco Rubio and Mike Johnson's suggestions that we attacked? Well, we talked about this because Israel was going to attack Iran. What could possibly be the PR strategy of such statements from such pro-war and pro-Israel leaders? It's really, it is baffling. It's bad PR. Yeah. I mean, I'm interested in crisis management. I mean, they knew they were going to do this, right? For at least months. So why do they not know how to spin this? John, why is the president still not speaking to the American people?
You know, when he announced the attack, the start of the attack, he did it at 2 o'clock in the morning on Truth Social. He did not address the American people. He did not stand at the podium in the East Room of the White House and make an announcement that essentially we're at war. He did it on Truth Social. And you're right. He's only been going between Washington and Mar-a-Lago, back and forth. He has not begun crisscrossing the country to explain why he decided to send young American men and women into battle and put their lives at risk. He owes that.
Well, I mean,
to the American people.
I mean, the only thing I can think of, John, is that the reason that we haven't seen a primetime Oval Office address to the nation is he wants to do this as kind of a side project. He doesn't want it to become a defining feature of his presidency, right?
Right.
But it can't not be. Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching. Balin TCC, thank you very much for the Hungarian forints, 4,000. I have no idea how much that's worth. I'd like to think it's a king's ransom, but I suspect it's not. Anyway, do you guys think that the news of 50% of Iran's missile launching capabilities have been taken out is true? If not, what do you think the true figure is?
Iran's missile capabilities? Yeah, that's what the Pentagon is reporting. The Pentagon is saying that we've destroyed all these missile launchers. I saw a report yesterday saying that 50% of Iran's missile launchers have been destroyed, but the Iranians can still take deliveries from Russia and China through the north. And if the Russians have any idea what's good for them, they're going to try to get back to us for Ukraine by continuing to send surface-to-air missiles and missile launchers to the Iranians. I would too,
big time. LOL, thanks for the $5. Saudi analysts say that Israel attacked their Aramco oil refinery, not Iran. Is this another Israeli false flag? What other false flags should we expect? Speaking of false flags, on the other side of that, Iran was accused by right-wingers of attacking that school themselves.
Yeah, so that stupid.
Didn't happen.
I had a friend tell me today that he does not wish to speak with me any longer because he posted – he's very, very religious. And he posted this thing on Facebook saying that there are millions of people in the streets in Iran, and that they're all secretly Christian, and now Iran's going to turn into a Christian nation. And I wrote, literally not one single word of this is true. And he says, oh, because you're the expert. And I said, yeah.
Ridiculous. Johanna, thanks for the $4.99. I'm in the process of enlisting as infantry in the army. What are the chances that we ever use boots on the ground in this war?
48 hours ago, I would have said we're not going to do that because it's going to go very quickly. And today I'm going to say it's probably a 50-50 prospect, because even after the president said repeatedly we are not going to send boots on the ground, yesterday morning, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, said, well, not so fast. And then the president refused to reiterate his earlier position that we won't send boots on the ground.
I think there's a chance.
I do, too.
I mean, I don't know if it's quite at 50%, but we're moving toward that direction. Magnus Karanis, thanks for the 50 Norwegian krona. Why did Iran bomb all the Gulf countries? We did address this, so it was just quickly, though. Would the Gulf countries react to this when the Gulf countries aren't the biggest fans of Israel?
The Gulf countries, I mean, I was just there in the Gulf, and we talked about this. They would have very nervously just sat the whole thing out, right? This is between the Americans, the Israelis, and the Iranians. But, you know, when you're blowing up hotels in Dubai or the airport, the civilian airport in Manama and in Kuwait, and you're bombing, of all people, the peace-loving Omanis who have been trying to broker peace between the two sides, okay, then you've made a lot of enemies that you really didn't need to make.